Jazz in the Groove, Jazz and Beyond officially starts here at 5 o'clock here on WHUS. So we're going to start things off tonight with a player that I heard last night at the Side Door Jazz Club playing with Jimmy Green, and he was very impressive. His name is Donald Vega. He released an album a couple of years ago, so we're going to hear something from his album entitled Spiritual Nature. We're going to hear First Trip.
Thank you.
Song Jimmy Green from an album that he released back in 2009. It's been at least 5 years. Great album called Mission Statement, and we heard perhaps my favorite of his compositions. And whenever he performs it, he puts such heart and soul and emotion into it. If you ever get a chance to see Jimmy Green live in concert, highly recommend it. And almost every time we've seen him, he's played that, and each time he plays it with more and more emotion. Jimmy Green, Mission Statement. The name of that track is Love in Action. And he describes it as not just stating your love, but really putting it into action, something we all need to do. Jimmy Green on tenor sax, Lodge Lund on guitar, Xavier Davis on piano and Fender Rhodes, Ruben Rogers on bass, and Eric Harland on drums. Elsewhere in that album is Stefan Harris on vibes. Great track. Before that, we heard from Donald Vega, and last night, Jimmy Green performed at the Side Door in Old Lyme, Connecticut, and Donald Vega accompanied Jimmy on piano, and really was a very impressive, really played those compositions of Jimmy's as if he had been playing him with Jim all his life. Donald Vega on piano, Christian McBride on bass, Lewis Nash on drums, Anthony Wilson on guitar, Bob Shepard on sax, Gilbert Castellanos on trumpet, and Bob McChesney on trombone. On that one, and the name of that track was First Trip, and I decided to kick off the first track of 2015 for In the Groove, Jazz, and Beyond with First Trip from Donald Vega. Hope you dug it. And so those are some albums from years past, but I think the rest of the show I'm going to stick to some of my favorite releases from 2014, and here's one of them right here from Helen Sung from her album Anthem for a New Day. We're going to hear her version, her adaptation of It Don't Mean a Thing If It Ain't Got That Swing. Thank you. That's Azar Lawrence, one of the best concerts I saw during 2014 in the summer at Bushnell Park here in Hartford, Connecticut. Azar Lawrence was playing as part of the Monday Night Jazz series, and it was a great, great concert. And you heard from his latest album entitled The Seeker, and we heard The Lost Tribes of Lemora. And that features Azar Lawrence on tenor sax, Nicholas Payton on trumpet, Benito Gonzalez on piano, Essiet Essiet on bass, and Jeff Tane Watts on drums. That's a fine quintet, isn't it? And they were really cooking on that one. And speaking of cookers, before that you heard from The Cookers from their recent release, Time and Time Again. And we heard the title track from that one. And let's get the personnel on that. That's Billy Harper on tenor sax, Eddie Henderson on trumpet, David Weiss on trumpet, Donald Harrison on alto sax, George Cables on piano, Cecil McBee on bass, and Billy Hart on drums. Now, that's a great group as well. And another one that Claire and I got to see at Newport Jazz Festival this summer, and one of our favorite concerts over at Newport. And we started out that set with Helen Sung from her recent release, Anthem for a New Day. And I can happily say we saw Helen Sung a couple times in concert during 2014. And we heard the title track from that, Anthem for a New Day. And that one features Helen Sung on piano, Seamus Blake on tenor sax, Ingrid Jensen on trumpet, Ruben Rogers on bass, Obed Calvary on drums, and Samuel Torres on percussion. All right, time now, 5:39 here on In the Groove, Jazz and Beyond. We're starting off the year reflecting on some great jazz performances and some great jazz records to come out in 2014. We're going to continue on in that vein. Interesting album that came out by a group, well, I guess it's a collaboration between Vin Scalia, Eric Shugren, Brian Charette, and Mike DeRubo. And I've been wanting to feature this album. It's a great, great effort by this group. Kind of an organ quartet, let's say. And we're going to hear a couple tracks from that one. We're going to start out with one called TC Blues. Thank you.
Thank you. We'll be right back.
time is 6 o'clock. This is WHUS Stores. James Farm is the name of the group, a great quartet featuring Joshua Redman on tenor sax, Aaron Parks on keyboards, Matt Penman on bass, and Eric Harlan just doing a great job on that one on drums. We heard the track Mr. E from their most recent release from this year titled City Folk. And that quartet's been playing now for a couple of years, and they're really hear the empathy in their playing. Great compositions and arrangements and really tight quartet playing. Before that, we heard from another quartet. This one, Vince Schala, Eric Shugren, Brian Charette, and Mike Deruba from the album Wake Up. We heard two tracks from that. And we heard, we started out the set with TC Blues. And that was followed by New Beginnings. I like that Hammond B3 organ sound on that one. Let's get the entire personnel on that. That's Eric Shugren on tenor sax, Vince Schala on drums and various percussion, Brian Charette on Hammond B3 organ, and Mike Derubo on alto sax. And they were joined on that track also by Jeff Fairbanks on trombone. All right, time 6:05. You're listening to In the Groove, Jazz and Beyond. My name's Ken. Hope you're digging the show. Let me mention my podcast. If you're interested in this music, this great American art form called jazz, and you dig this show, I'll bet you dig my podcast. You can check that out by going to www.jazzandbeyond.com. That's www.jazzandbeyond.com. And from there, there's a button that'll hyperlink you over to the podcast, and you can hear that 24/7. I publish it every Sunday morning, and hopefully you'll dig that. You can subscribe to it on iTunes. You can catch it on Stitcher, or any other podcasting application is sure to have it. It's Jazz and Beyond. And I was just alerted by our friend Noah Preminger, alerted me that we have been awarded one of the best podcasts of 2014 by Jazz Times Magazine. So I'm honored to have that privilege. And check that out. You can see that on my Facebook page. If you go over to jazzandbeyond.com, you can hook up with my various social networking sites, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, you name it, I'm on it. So check that out, www.jazzandbeyond.com. All right, let's continue on. We're kind of reviewing some of my favorite releases from 2014. There were so many of them, man. I've actually been playing my favorite 2014 releases for, I guess, my last three or four shows now. And we're going to continue on with that. This one with a local flavor, a great tenor saxophone player coming out of the Hart School of Music, the jazz program there. His name is Jovan Alexander, and Claire and I have actually watched Jovan grow up and mature from high school through college and putting his own quartet together and coming out with a recording, and it's a good one. Jovan Alexander, this is called Collective Consciousness is the name of the album. And the track you're going to hear is called Stars in the Sky. I believe it's a Jovan original. Steve Davis from his latest release entitled For Real. We heard the title track from that one. And before that, we heard from Jovan Alexander. Let me go back. Steve Davis, we have kind of a local connection going on that set. Steve Davis, great trombone player, really one of the premier bone players in the world. Been playing for years. But has settled into the Hartford area and one of the heads, I would say, of the Hart School of Music, the jazz program at University of Hartford. And Steve Davis bringing a lot of music to the Hartford area and mentoring to a lot of great students, one of those being Jovan Alexander, who you heard in the track before that. That's from his premier album entitled Collective Consciousness. And we heard Stars in the Sky. And the personnel on that is really a collection of some of the finest jazz musicians to come out of the Hart School of Music over the last, I would say, three or four years. And that features Jovan Alexander on tenor sax, Jonathan Barber on drums, Matt Dwanzik on bass, Tabor Gable on piano, and Andrew Renfro on guitar. And many of those musicians in that quintet have now gone on to live in New York City, into the Big Apple, where the jazz scene is happening on a big scale. So best of luck to these great players, some of them already kind of taking hold and making names for themselves in the city. So that's our Hartford connection here. Great jazz scene for the city of this size, situated right between Boston and New York City. So a great place for students to come and learn jazz music and learn from some of the masters. All right, time now, 6:23 here on In the Groove, Jazz and Beyond. We're reviewing some great albums that came out over the last year. One of them from an artist, a piano player, who really I had very little knowledge of prior to hearing this album, but he sent it up to this show, and I listened to it, and it kind of knocked me out. I really like it. This is an Israeli pianist. His name is Elan Neshushtin, and the name of his album is Venture Bound, and there's some great players on that. We'll get into that on the other side. This track is called La Ventura.